But this next clip was interesting in a whole different context. As it turns out, the CEO of BioNTech, who really developed the technology that they licensed to Pfizer for the manufacturing, who has the unfortunate, the real Mengele voice.
That's a very good German.
He has now come out saying, no, he's not vaccinated. And there's a legal reason for it, which he fails to kind of explain in this clip, but he says a heck of a lot more. The gaffe comes from the question.
Personal questions. I know that you don't particularly, that you're not particularly fond of answering personal questions, but you and your wife, Dr. Tuohy, you play such a central role in the development of the virus. I have heard that you yourself.
You gotta love that. And the guy
That's a gem. That's a beauty.
The guy should have said something about it. But I want to play his answer about not being vaccinated.
He couldn't say anything about it because it's true.
Oh, yeah.
You and your wife, Dr. Tuohy, you play such a central role in the development of the virus. I have heard that you yourself have not taken the vaccine yet. Why not?
So I am legally not allowed to take the vaccine at the moment. Oh. We, of course, consider.
I'm so sorry that your voice is like this, because it will sound very strange in the Nuremberg 2.0 trials.
To make that possible, it is more important for us that our co-workers and partners get vaccinated. So our goal is to produce more than 1.3 billion doses in 2021. And that can only be done if we can really continue to work 24/7 without any interruption. And we need to ensure.
So at this point, what I'm hearing him say is we can't legally get it. And then he goes into this whole thing like, we got to produce a lot. We can't have any interruption. To me, it kind of sounds like he's saying, you know, when people take the shot, they get sick, they die off, their productivity goes down. We can't have that. We're producing money. We're making money. We're printing this shit here.
You know, besides the fact that this is, let's stop right now and give you a clip of the day for that discovery.
Holy crap. Well, thank you very much.
Clip of the day.
This clip makes me wonder whether the Pfizer guy ever got the vaccine.
Yeah.
Using the same logic.
Of course. Course
they
did.
Know what this stuff is. They know how dangerous
they know the risks
is,
yeah.
So they wouldn't be this is yeah sure I got the vaccine, I could here, let me take a glass of it. I mean, no they stay away
DDT.
From it.
But what's interesting here is that he's just not answering the question, and the U.S. media would have stopped with this and said, oh yeah, the German actually tries to push a little bit.
So our goal is to produce more than 1.3 billion doses in 2021. And that can only be done if we can really continue to work 24/7 without any interruption. And we need to ensure that that we protect the co-workers and our team members from COVID-19 infection, because that would mean interruption and delay and waste of vaccine doses. And therefore, we consider to make an extra batch, independent from the.
Wait a minute. What is this extra batch you are making? What is this?
Interruption and delay and waste of vaccine doses. And therefore, we consider to make an extra batch.
Small batch.
Independent from the European contingent available to collaboration partners who are supporting us and to our team members.
So he still didn't really answer the question, but he said, we're making an extra batch for all the people who are working so hard on making the batches. I think that's what he's saying. And that will be for them.
He's dancing.
But I understand why are you not legally allowed to take the vaccine?
Because you know that that there is a priority.
How many? What is it? There is a rule, a priority.
Why are you not legally allowed to take the vaccine?
Because you know that that there is a priority. The vaccine is not allowed to be taken outside of this priority list. And what is also important, we were even not allowed to participate in clinical trials because law.
Because.
Even not allowed to participate in clinical trials because per law it is not possible to include company people into such trials, which is really
Who gives a shit about the trial? Have you been vaxxed, mofo?
Fine, but now we have to deal with the more important challenge that we need to ensure functionality of our whole company, of our teams, and therefore this is needed, and I think we will find a legal and fair solution for that.
The guy is saying that it's dangerous to take this vaccine, and that's why they don't want to, because they could lose productivity. That's all he's really saying.
No, he could lose productivity.
Yes, his company.
The vaccine companies could plow ahead. They don't need him.
Well, he's making an extra batch. We must make more than 1.6 billion vaccines.
This is a very indicting clip.
I mean,
it really tells you. I mean, it makes me wonder whether the Pfizer guy actually got the vaccine or it's just a saline shot.
Oh, please.
Because
this
guy is just like, whoa, I'm not touching. No, I'm not touching this stuff. Forget it. That's what he was really saying. He's saying, well, no, I'm not touching this stuff. Forget it. It's just, it's crazy that anyone would take this shot.
And for that very reason is why your wish is coming true. You know, you hate soccer. You don't think it's proper football. And all those numbnuts, they all took the vaccine. They're dropping like flies. And our professor.